This is the World of Agriculture, brought to you by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Taiwan's demand for U.S. beef has remained strong despite restaurant restrictions due to COVID. We'll have the rest of this story right after this short break.
Farmers, let's cover Iowa and cover crops. Sign up now for cost share from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. You're eligible whether you're using cover crops for the first time or continuing the practice. Cover crops make your farm more sustainable by creating healthier soil and locking it in place, especially during heavy rainfalls. They also reduce weed pressure, provide forage, and help protect our water. This is the perfect time to start using cover crops. Contact your USDA Service Center today to sign up for cost share.
Because of their low number of COVID cases in 2020, Taiwan was able to stay strong as a leading destination for U.S. beef exports. Unfortunately, an increase in COVID cases that began in mid-May has caused health officials in Taiwan to close dine-in restaurant services and only allow takeout and delivery. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific, talked about how this affects U.S. beef exports.
In Taiwan, which was the first to close its international borders in response to COVID on the last day of 2019, a small leak linked to pilots caused a major breakout among the unvaccinated population, which resulted in closures of most of the economy since mid-May. This includes many of our U.S. beef restaurant customers, and you're now forced to do takeaway business only. Cases are now rapidly falling due to the tough social distancing rules, and the government has said it would relax dining rules, but many local governments have announced they will keep the restrictions on until late July. Taiwan was the star market performer for U.S. beef during the pandemic last year, purchasing a record volume of product. But shipments got off to a slow start this year. Taiwan buyers were a bit caught off guard by the aggressive beef buying by China, and Taiwan and Chinese buyers buy the same mix of cuts. But we finally saw a large rebound in U.S. beef exports in May, as demand for U.S. beef has remained robust.
Haggard expects Taiwan's demand for U.S. beef to remain strong in the second half of the year.
So overall, despite the restaurant closures, the outlook for U.S. beef demand during the second half of the year is optimistic. The epidemic curve is dropping fast, the pace of vaccinations is accelerating, and there should be a rush back to restaurants when they reopen.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.